Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Have you ever wondered why your life is the way that it is? Why certain challenges just constantly plague you, and why you attract certain people in your life? The answer may lie in the imposter that resides within you. We all have an imposter, or two, or three, that controls us. The imposter personality consists of the fears, old beliefs, and habits that prevent you from achieving your highest personal and professional success. On the show today, you're going to learn what the eight imposters are that hinder your success and how to unmask them so you can start living life from your most authentic self. And then when issues come up, you can handle them from a rational perspective rather than being reactionary. Our guest today is a woman I just absolutely love. I don't actually know her personally. We just barely met. I fell in love with who she is and who she's being and what she's doing in the world. And you're going to love her too. And she's going to share unmasking the eight imposters that hinder your success. So before I introduce our fabulous guest, let's get into our bodies. I know that I need to do that. So take some breaths, and as you breathe, feel the air as it enters your lungs. Have all your attention on that sensation. Feel the aliveness in your lungs, and feel the air as it leaves your body, and just really let it go. Whatever kind of energy you're experiencing, whether it's frustration, peace, not really feeling anything, whatever you're feeling, just breathe, open, allow it to be there. When you expand yourself, then whatever you're feeling has plenty of room to move around inside you, and you no longer have to feel all that tension. So I have a tip I'm going to share with you today before we begin, and it's from relationship expert and coach Liana Silver. You can find her at love3.0.com. That's love, the number three, point spelled out, so it's L-O-V-E, the number three, P-O-I-N-T-O.com. Love.0.com, Liana Silver. So she's given me some relationship tips to share, and the one she had for today is one I can so absolutely agree with, and that's just let go. And she shared the story of Coyote, and someone was throwing all these big boulders down trying to crush Coyote, and one of the boulders came, and he couldn't get out of the way and didn't want to die, and he's like, oh my God, and he just thought, all right, I can handle this, I can do this, and he threw up his arms and with all of his might, and as the boulder came, he stopped it just in time from crushing him. So he's standing there holding this enormous boulder that he's thinking could just crush him any time. And his arms are outstretched, and there's no one around to ask for help. And he just keeps standing there. And his muscles are so tense, and he's just using all of his effort until his muscles are trembling. And he just stands there holding this and holding this and holding this and not knowing what to do. But I think in the story, it's days that went by. I don't remember exactly. But some time goes by, and it's quite a length until his muscles are finally just giving out, and he can't do it any longer. And he's like, okay, I'm going to let go. And he's thinking that when he puts his arms down, the boulder might crush him. So he lets his body just collapse, his muscles get soft, and the boulder doesn't even move. The whole time, the boulder had already stopped, just right there as it was touching him, right in front of his toes. And the whole time that he thought it was his effort keeping himself from being crushed, and that he was just using all this might and making himself so tired and exhausted, holding this boulder from crushing him, the boulder had already stopped. So whatever it is that you're holding all this tension in your body, trying to keep it from crushing you, let go. Just let go. Know that everything is being taken care of. You're completely loved. Just breathe that in. Just get a feeling. Notice like the areas where you hold your shoulders really tightly, and your neck, your stomach, your jaw. And a lot of people don't think about this, but we hold an enormous amount of tension in our genitals and our anus and our jaw, in addition to all the other spots that we have. And some people often have tension through their entire body. So just tune in and feel, where are you holding tension in your body right now? Where are you being that coyote just holding this boulder from crushing you? And just take a breath and let it go. And sometimes the easiest way to let it go is to really squeeze your muscles tightly. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze as tight as you can. And then relax. My son said, Mom, why do you want me to squeeze first? And I said, well, our bodies forget. They begin to think that this really tight position is relaxed. So if you squeeze your muscles really tightly, and you can do this through your whole body, you can focus on one area at a time, or you can squeeze your whole body at once as much as you can get. Just squeeze. And then on the exhale, let it go. Just let go. So I'm going to introduce our guest and trust that she's going to be ready. She's actually giving a presentation in Atlanta. She is a speaker on stage right now, and she's going to be just getting off stage to speak to us. And I'm hoping that we'll get the timing right here. So her name is Lisa, oh gosh, I meant to ask her how to pronounce her last name. Haisha? I'll have to ask her if I'm getting that right. Or Lisa Haisha, I think. Lisa Haisha. And she's a Hollywood counselor and noted humanitarian. And in 2005, Lisa Haisha founded the Whispers Foundation. It's a nonprofit international organization that extends psychological and therapeutic services to children in war-torn and impoverished countries. And I was so impressed with that. That's something that I would so love to do myself. And Lisa's doing this. She's making it happen. She made a foundation. And her soul blazing technique is something that she's known for in the world of psychology. And she began this by volunteering in high security prisons in California and offering counseling to these women there. Maybe it's the men too, I'm not sure. And one woman said, "You're blazing my soul." And Lisa realized what she was doing and sort of ended up perfecting her technique and calling it soul blazing. To find out about this and learn more about Lisa, you can go to, where are her sites? LisaHaisha.com. LisaHaisha.com and whispersfromchildrenshearts.org or thesoulblazing.com. That'll be the easiest for you to remember. Thesoulblazing.com. THESOULBLAZING. Thesoulblazing.com. And Lisa has appeared on, done all sorts of media appearances, and she is a blogger for the Huffington Post, and she writes for My LA Lifestyle and the Soul Cafe, and she's published works that also include Whispers from Children's Hearts. It's a 3-year work based on interviews with hundreds of children from across the world. And Lisa's book was the genesis for her nonprofit organization, Whispers from Children's Hearts Foundation. And this provides therapeutic services and soul care to children in impoverished and war-torn countries, as I'd said. And she's a very, very interesting woman. Make sure you go to thesoulblazing.com. And I'm not sure. Oh, she's ready in 4 minutes till break. Okay, I wasn't watching my little notes there. Okay, Lisa, I'm so glad you're here. I'm sort of blundering around, wanting to talk about how wonderful you are, thinking that you weren't here yet. But yeah, you are fabulous. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Listening to that, I'm going, okay, all right. I'll just keep it going. Thank you so much. That's very nice of you.
Well, we're right up to break. So we only have 2 minutes, but Lisa, can you just say something for 2 minutes and take us to break, the first break, and then
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely. What would you like me to say? Do you have a question in mind to start this off?
Well, it's only, like I said, 2 minutes, but I want to know more about you.
I'm passionate about children. I'm passionate about therapy. I'm passionate about what makes people tick, how we think, how we come from our authentic soul. You know, we're so obsessed with perfection and being our best. I mean, it seems like everyone's in therapy these days, or there's so many foundations and groups helping every known person on the planet. There's somebody there that can help you with that issue, that disease, post-traumatic stress syndrome, huge right now, too. So it's like, what is going on today? What is going on in our hearts and minds? How can we help? What does it take? And that's when I go out in the world, and I go to different people from all walks of life, to Cairo, staying at the City of the Dead with the poorest of the poor, staying with Bedouins in Caves of Petra, going to Iraq and talking to refugees, orphanages, talking to orphans all over the world, from Peru to Australia, Iraq, wherever, everywhere, Russia. So when I do that, it makes me feel alive. It gives me something that I came on to. I love to be of service. And when my life starts to derail, I always have that in the palm of my hand.
That is so fun. I'm so excited that we get to talk to you. We're going to go to break right now. We'll be right back, and we're going to hear from this wonderful woman. We'll be right back.
Come down, Selecta.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Come down, Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have the fabulous Lisa Heisha. Is that how you pronounce your name? Lisa? Hello? Did I lose Lisa? What's happening here?
We'll try to get her back. I don't know what happened, but we'll get her back.
Oh, okay. All right. So I have this fabulous woman that we're having technical problems with today, but she's here to talk to us about unmasking the eight imposters. And Lisa is an amazing woman. She's worked with people all over the world, and she's given her services from her heart. And she's been in Iraq and I believe Iran, and gone to other, you know, just war-torn areas and worked with children and given them counseling and begin a foundation to create this so that they can get free help and work for their soul. And she began the soul blazing by volunteering in high security prisons. And I just adore this woman, and I really hope that she's getting back on air because I want to share her with you. She's going to share with us these eight imposters, and I'm sure that one of them has got to be up for me right now, because with all the challenges that I've had today, I'm feeling very nervous and shaky, and I'm thinking, I bet that's one of the eight imposters that she's going to be talking to us about very soon. But I don't hear that she's on the line. So for those that are just joining us, let's take a breath together again. Is she here?
Yes.
I believe, oh, great. Yay, Lisa's here. I was taking a breath. And I was telling people about the eight imposters, and I suspect that one of the imposters is up for me, where I'm feeling like nervous and perfectionistic, and I get sort of outside myself. But I want to hear from you. So tell us about the eight imposters and how we can unmask them and be more of our authentic selves.
Yeah. Well, the eight imposters came out because I was working with, God, hundreds of people throughout a decade, and I noticed some patterns going on. And when I was doing my research in psychology, and I have a master's in psychology, I noticed that what's talked about quite a bit is our inner voices and what holds us back and what sabotages us. You know, why do things go wrong in one person's life and everything seems to go great in someone else's life? And when doing that research, I noticed patterns, so I realized that there was an overthinker, you know, someone who cannot make decisions, someone who is always sitting on the fence waiting for a better opportunity to come, or what if I make this decision, it's the wrong decision, so they sit in limbo, and their life somehow passes them by, and 20, 30 years go by, and they say, God, I never did this, or that, and so that is your overthinker. So what you want to do is catch these imposters before they hijack your life. Another one is the wounded inner child, and that's the aspect of us that is still living from our childhood, all the hurts and pains that happened to us, which we all could relate to, but some of us really live our life through those inner voices that our parents said to us, or a cousin, a friend, somebody said something that hurt us tremendously, and usually it's a parent. So, I'm not sure why people want to choose to do that, because it is a choice. You could just flip the switch and say, okay, I'm going to consciously start creating my life. Another one is the sex god, Jonathan, is very prominent in a lot of people. You know, sex is wonderful and terrific when it's the right person and the intention behind it is for a positive result. You know, something to create a strong, lasting relationship or in deep intimacy with someone. But when it's used as an imposter, it is to get love, to manipulate, and that is where it turns really bad and sour and it backfires on the person living their life through their sex god or goddess. Then there's the narcissist, and the narcissist is someone who is never wrong, who really is angry at the world and angry at themselves and doesn't like themselves. So this narcissist really attacks people and wants to criticize and just is that person in the office that nobody likes. Usually they're very temperamental, but aside they are just a little boy or girl who's feeling unloved, uncared for. They don't love themselves, and they have a hard time loving others. And those are the main imposters. And there's the inner counselor and the fixer, which I call them cousins. The inner counselor is the person always trying to give advice and not really taking it themselves, but always has, oh, you know what, you can do in that situation, this and that, and that, you know, going on.
Yeah.
And the fixer is like an interloper, the gossiper. It's the person who actually constantly is talking about people in their life to other people and say, this is what they should do, they should this, they did that. Almost gossiping, even if that person's doing well, well, you know how they got there. They wouldn't have had that job if it weren't for this person, and they did that to get the job. You know, whatever it is, they're focused on other people's success or failure or bad decisions instead of their own, while at the same time they're just doing nothing with their life.
Yeah.
So there you have it. The imposter.
So what do you suggest people do to unmask them?
Well, first of all, I have a quiz on the website. If you go to thesoulblazing.com, they click on the Soul Blazing tab. You can take a test and figure out which imposter is running your life. And that, then I have more information on the site. You can call me, email me, and set up an appointment for a consultation. I do it through Skype, phone calls, and in person. And I hold a lot of workshops and teleclasses. Teleclasses are great because you can live anywhere. Workshops are great because you get really the hands-on, and I have you do live exercises. And you can really work on them. I engage people in a number of exercises to help really create a better life using your imposter as an asset instead of something that's hurting your life, because it can be switched, because we always want to... Well, you can't just get rid of your part. I think it comes with a great dad. For example, when I was acting, I was doing commercials back in, I think, about 15 years ago, and I went to an audition for Kelly. And I went in there, and I was there at one of the first people at 9 o'clock. I was before 9 to 5, and I noticed I wasn't really dressed appropriately. I was noticed and sitting like Japanese suits staring at me without much humor. And I had to be like,
Lisa, I'm having a hard time hearing. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
I think it's a background noise, and I really want to hear what you're saying. So could you start that story again?
Yeah, I was auditioning for a teriyaki burger for a Japanese company, and I noticed I was dressed wrong. You know, my agent was really telling me what I was supposed to be wearing. And there were 6 feet that are all serious. I was like, oh, my God, I'm feeling uncomfortable here. So that was going through my head. So it was like my wounded child was at the audition. And I think we all...
I love you, baby girl.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Hello, welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been having technical difficulties, but we have the wonderful, beautiful, fabulous Lisa Hayshia on the line. You can find her at thesoulblazing.com. For anyone listening, please go to thesoulblazing.com. You want to learn about this woman. I just fell in love with her when I looked at her site, and you will fall in love with her too. And she has a quiz there that you can take, and you can find out which of the eight imposters or which ones are kind of running your life, and that'll help you to get more clarity so you can unmask them and have more control over your life to create what you want consciously. So, Lisa, my dear, are you there?
Yes.
Yay! Okay. So, Lisa was telling a story, and there was a lot of background noise, and so the station manager wisely kind of just cut us off, went to commercial break. We're back, and I would like you to take three. This time, I really want to hear your story. So this time, it's working. You're talking about doing an audition.
Yeah, I was talking about the imposters and how you could have your imposters actually be an asset instead of a hindrance to your life.
Wonderful.
Most people look at imposters, you know, like your wounded inner child, your narcissist, your overthinker, inner counselor, the fixer, you know, one of these, or your sex god goddess, as places we go. It's your mask that we put on to get through life and that we've created to help us. And so all of our lives are unique, so we all put on a different combination of masks. Some people have all eight, some people have one or two. And the story I was sharing with you is that when I was learning about this, you know, I really could look back on my life and see where my imposters played out. And you could learn this too, you know, if you come to one of my workshops or teleclasses, I have you do these exercises. But one of mine was when I was, you know, 19, I was auditioning for commercials. And my first commercial audition was for teriyaki burger for this Japanese company. And there were, I walked in, and there was these six suits sitting in a row in these chairs. They looked very serious and not so friendly. And there's two casting directors there, and I filled up paperwork, shook hands, and they told me what to do. And I noticed I really wasn't dressed right for the part because I saw about 30 other people already in line. Auditions were from 9 to 5, and this is our, you know, between 9 and 9:30. And I went to do the commercial, but I was nervous. And in my head, it was like my wounded inner child hoping to be liked and loved, and I was very needy. You know, I was going in there going, I hope this, I hope that, I hope they feel this. And we have to remember we can never make other people feel a certain way about ourselves. We have to feel that way. Then it's projected and people reflect that back at us, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So I went home very upset going, oh, I just blew this job and it was like a $20,000 job. So my inner narcissist came out and said, wait a minute, you can do it. And I did it perfectly in my living room, of course. And I said, you know what? I'm going to change my clothes. I have two headshots. I'm going to take my other headshot. And I'm going to go back more around 5 o'clock. They'll never remember me. I'm as good as gold. So I went back around 5, and, you know, they looked at me and said, God, you look familiar. And I said, my narcissist said, oh, I work a lot. You probably saw me on TV or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. So they had me do the audition. I'm in the right clothes and everything's right. I'm very good at what I did, you know, do whatever they had me do. And they were impressed. And one of them was looking at the pictures. Wait, is this you? And I'm like, yeah, because it had my name and everything on it, too. I said, oh, that must have been my twin sister. She's a terrible actress, and she uses my headshot sometimes because she doesn't have money and she doesn't want to buy her own. And he's like, I said, please don't hold that against me. And I do have a twin sister. So it was funny. And he said, oh, my God, she was awful. I said, please, please, you know, we're completely different people and blah, blah, blah. So I got home, and I had a call from my agent saying I booked the job. So that is an example of, you know, our narcissist working. That's what they wanted. They wanted someone confident and someone arrogant, someone saying, I can nail this. You're not going to waste a lot of time with me. You're going to give me direction. I'm going to execute. So there you go. And it's fun when you understand this. And it's very complex. And being authentic isn't even easy. You know, knowing who your authentic soul is, because that's our goal, is to live our life from our authentic soul. And most of us don't do that. So, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun
most
when
people
start playing with this.
Absolutely. I think most people are identified as certain roles or archetypes that they're playing with. And I think that what you're calling these imposters is something that a lot of people in their ego, their false identity self, are attached to. So what you're saying is if we can kind of let go of the attachment and play with them with awareness, that it can go from being something that's almost almost kind of persecuting us in the way of a sense of getting in our way and keeping us from creating the life that we want, and then instead be aware of it, and then we can use it and play with it and consciously be certain parts when we want to. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And remember, even back in the day, Socrates famously said, you know, an unexamined life is not worth living. And, you know, he didn't offer us any insights or actions. So, you know, Aristotle later connected, you know, the proof of self-reflection with a theory of authentic behavior. So that was not so much about letting your freak flag fly as it is about acting in accord with your higher good, so which he regarded as the ultimate expression of, you know, selfhood. So, you know, and spiritual leaders and have always discussed this too. So, you know, some people from Judaism think that if you do the right thing, you know, or we do the right thing, because it is an expression of our authentic selfhood. So we want to do it because that's what is expected. And in Christianity, it's the authentic human self is called to be much nobler than what you see on the street. So it's not easy to do this. I mean, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time to be self-reflective and to do the right thing. And then there's actually different tools you can do, I guess, to understand your authentic soul, which is if you read. When you read books, it really helps you get into someone else's head and see how, you know, the hundreds of voices in their head are making them act in different ways. Then you could reflect back in your own head and get a good idea of what's going on. If you could understand that theory, it's really fun to do that, read a couple of pages from a novel, and you could see what goes on in someone and then reflect it back to yourself. I don't know if you've ever tried that before.
I haven't with novels. I mean, I've done it in personal relationships. This is the first time I was introduced to the concept of the eight imposters. Was this something that you came up with yourself, the eight imposters?
Yeah, it is. And I came up with it because I wanted to give people a visual. Because people understand psychology, but a lot of my clients couldn't still understand. I work with a lot of creative people and artists. And I'm a celebrity therapist, so I work with a lot of actors, and most of them are creative and visual. So I said, okay, here's a visual of each imposter, and I came up with a cartoon character, and you could see them on the website. Also, I have a little animated video on the Soul Blazing page. And when you could see it, you're going, oh, right, that's me, and that's me. You know, so it really helps people have fun with it and not take it seriously, because if you take it really seriously, it could be a really heavy subject. But when you really take it lightly but do the work, it's a lot of fun, and you see yourself grow in ways that you never expect. And meditation is another way that you could really work on your imposters, because when you meditate, you really could go in and see what is working and what is not. You could replay and envision your life or revision situations that you just went through and say, oh, I see when that imposter popped up. You know, it's like when you put your foot in your mouth or you say something you shouldn't have said or you hurt someone's feelings or you reacted instead of being present and making a logical, you know, decision or, you know, comment back to someone who said something that irritated you. And another thing is to be deliberate. You know, if you're deliberate in your choices, you're choosing what to do compared to letting your authentic or one of your imposters choose what to do.
So the awareness.
Just a few.
The awareness of the imposters would help you to make a deliberate choice rather than, like as you'd said before, like being, you know, it could be reactionary.
That we just react
to life, but when we're aware of, okay, my wounded inner child or my overthinker or therapist or sex god or goddess or narcissist or, you know, all the different imposters, that one of those. And then if I would look at that in myself and judge it and get upset about it, it would probably cause me to be even doubly reactive. But if I play with it and have fun with it,
yes,
then exactly. I can actually use it in a way that can enhance my life. Great. That's wonderful. I love that you've made it. I mean, on the one hand, I could see the complexity of it, but you've also made it very simple. And the cartoons are lovely. So as far as for an image and something that's very accurate and yet safe and friendly. So the soulblazing.com, make sure that you go there. This is something that Lisa's put up that's a service for you, and she's got a wonderful quiz that will help you identify what imposters running your life or imposters. And you can also look at her video that shows the cartoons with the different caricatures for the different imposters. So
we have to understand too that our authentic self isn't always perfect. And I think that's what people get afraid of too. Oh, I don't want to be so perfect all the time, or, you know, I like my, you know, drink once a night, you know, my glass of wine or whatever it is, or I like you know, little aspects of themselves that aren't considered perfect in our society. But that's just, that's positive, you know, because there is an expansive vision of ourselves that includes stuff that is so flattering. And if you could learn to embrace that side too, and knowing that you don't have to always be perfect to come from your authentic soul, it's easier to come from that place too.
I love that. You don't have to
be perfect to come from your authentic soul.
I love that.
Yeah, I think so many people say, that's too intimidating. I'll never reach that goal. And, you know, how can I do that? We're imperfect. We're humans. It's like, well, yeah, that's your authentic soul. You know, play hard so you know who you are and really get into it, really get your hands dirty. And then that's when your authentic soul starts coming out. When you make mistakes, you make mistakes, but you're going it with your authentic soul's mistake because you're really in the moment. You know, people say, God, am I introvert or extrovert? You know, I feel like both. I always think, I'm a introverted extrovert because I love people and all that, but I need so much time to recharge my batteries. So I spend so much time alone too. And then when I'm out, I'm just like, people, because I've been alone so much. It's like I grab onto everybody because I'm just, you know, I love people. So, but I need my alone time to be able to do that. So, but the truth is that we're both. You know, usually all of us are so much more than just one way. We're not just one way. Most people believe you have to be this or that, but we're not.
Yes. We have everything inside of us. Yeah, and I
depending on the context.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's funny you say that because I've said before that I'm an extroverted introvert. You said you're an introverted extrovert.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Yes, so, and just trust your inner experience to guide you and guide your behavior.
That's fabulous. So we're just 1 minute to break, and I want to make sure people know just briefly here, you have a teleclass coming up on October 18th. Find out how to evict your inner imposters that are stealing your life. Teleclass. So anyone who's listening on the website, listening online, go to her website, soulblazing.com or lisahaisha.com, and that's LISAHAISHA.com, and check her out and get in on the teleclass. That's October 18th, and it's free. We can talk more about that when we come back. We'll be back after the short commercial break.
Come down, Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that's better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Come down, Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com, and I always love to hear from you. We have the most wonderful guest today, Lisa Hacia, and she is a counselor and advisor to the stars, as well as being, and by stars, I mean Hollywood stars, and maybe cosmic stars too, I'm not sure, but definitely Hollywood stars. And she's also a wonderful humanitarian, and I just adore this woman and the work that she does. So, Lisa, in the last bit of time that you have before you go back on stage to give another presentation, I want to hear more about your upcoming teleclass and the other services that you offer that people can get involved in. And I want to make sure people know again, it's thesoulblazing.com. And that's THESOULBLAZING. The Soul Blazing. Do yourself a great service, wonderful gift. Go to Lisa's site. And, okay, Lisa, please tell us more about your services and how people can work with you.
Well, if you go to my website and sign up for the newsletter, I offer so many classes and workshops in Los Angeles at the Soul Blazing Sanctuary, which is wonderful because it's really hands-on and experiential. But I also offer teleclasses for people who aren't in the Los Angeles area, which are still very good, because you get to go through the exercises and talk to everyone from across the country on the call, and it's really great. And I set up little chat rooms for everyone to continue to communicate also. And then I offer once a year service, a volunteer vacation where you work in orphanages, and then you give and you get back. So during the day, we'll take you on adventures, like we just came back from Africa, and you know, everyone went on safari. We went to Mount Kilimanjaro. You can go to my website and see all the pictures. And then we went to orphanages, two different orphanages, and then stayed with the Maasai tribe for 2 days and really helped them. We bring them gifts, stuffed animals, pens, paper, you know, souvenirs from our hometown. And then at nighttime, we go back to a beautiful lodge. And after dinner, dinner's usually 6 to 7, then you get your soul blazed. I work with you. So, you know, from 7:30 to 9:30, 10, it's all about you. So in 10 days, you transform your life. And it goes so much quicker when you are actually out there in the world being of service and being inspired by a new place, you know, through the adventures. And I highly recommend that. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll find out when all these trips and events are. So I have teleclasses usually monthly, at least one or two, and workshops quarterly, or weekend workshops, and the retreats once a year. And then I have private sessions, too. So if you just want to work one-on-one, I could do that through Skype, which is what I normally do, or just by over the phone or in person. So I really make it easy for someone to get their soul blazed and to understand this imposter infrastructure that we've all created in our own lives and the dynamics of it all. And it's really exciting and really fun. And I love working with people from all over the globe. It's really exciting for me.
It is, and there's so much richness that you offer, and I highly recommend everybody listening to this, whether it's live or replay, go to thesoulblazing.com and get on Lisa's newsletter and you can read her blogs, you can get to know her better, you can see what her offerings are, and she just has this very special gift that she brings to the world, and I would like to go on one of your trips, my dear. I know right now...
I would love to have you.
I know you're wanted on stage, so...
Yes. I'm at a conference in Atlanta teaching a workshop here, which is really exciting, and this call happened to be in between all that.
Yes.
Between you in between a couple of lecture and the workshop. So I'm glad we were able to make this work.
Yes, thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with us, and many blessings to you. And I'm going to make a point of meeting you in person and getting to know you better, because my soul just so resonates with what you're offering. And I don't even have words to tell you how much I just love what you're doing. So thank you. Thank you. Bless you. And blessings as you go back to teaching your class in Atlanta.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to meeting you in person.
I do too. So the show's not quite over, but we're allowing Lisa to go have a moment before she's back in front of another crowd. Bless you, Lisa. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you. Bye.
So for everyone else on the line, thank you so much for joining the show. I'm just going to share a little bit about what we have coming up next week. And I can't encourage you enough to go look at Lisa's site. She's just an amazing woman. And I love the work that she does around the world with children. And I want to join her in that. So next week on Opening to Ecstasy, we have another wonderful woman. And it's Michelle Casto, and she's also known as Michelle Bright, and that suits her so well because she's such a bright light. So next week on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have the four levels of consciousness to help you discover your destiny. Would you like to know your soul's song? Well, tune in as Michelle Bright will guide you to the four levels of consciousness that we all need to pass through on our way to discover our destiny. And I'm going to tell you a little secret here. I actually had to pre-record the show because I'm going to be out of town for a couple of weeks taking some teacher training. And so I've already had this discussion with Michelle, and she's fantastic. I learned so much from her. I mean, I was taking notes, and I'm going to listen to it again. And she's a beautiful speaker, and it's just so worth listening to that. She's a renowned life and business coach, an incredible author, and she speaks so well for herself, and she uses a lot of alliteration. It's just sort of poetic when she speaks, and also very enthusiastic. So you're not going to want to miss that with Michelle Casto or Michelle Bright next week on Opening to Ecstasy. And I have a new gift on my site that I have made for people, and it's called From Shame to Ecstasy, and it's a PDF, a little manuscript, and when you go to openlivenow.com, you can go to, I'm not sure exactly if it's a landing page, if it's the home page, or on there there'll be From Shame to Ecstasy, and you can also email me if it isn't obvious there, and my contact information, because as I'm speaking, I'm going, how did we set this up? I need to talk to my tech person. But I have a free gift for you, From Shame to Ecstasy. It's healing your sexual shame, and I have three antidotes to shame, and there are also three exercises to get you started at home, to start with the healing and get into the pleasure and the ecstasy. And it's just a way for you to love yourself, to shake things up, to move to a new place inside of yourself. And I put some heart into it, and I made it especially for you. So that's From Shame to Ecstasy. You can find it on openlivenow.com. Either email me from the contact information, or it'll be right there as a tab. And as I'm speaking this, I'm going, okay, as soon as I get off this call, I'm talking to my tech person and seeing how they have that set up. Thank you so much for joining us today. And be sure again to check out thesoulblazing.com. What Lisa had to offer you there was quite vast. She's got a wealth of information. There's enough you could just keep learning and learning just from her alone. She's an amazing woman, and she's put her website together in such a way that it's fun to use, and there's just a lot for you there. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy. XTC Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.